It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hey, if you want a balanced thyroid to improve your odds of not gaining weight and of being healthy, then you ought to know which are the worst foods to avoid and the top best foods you can eat. It is such a pleasure to introduce you to the author of The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide, Dr. Nicholas Hedberg. Dr. Nick, first, would you please connect the dots quickly between the food we eat and the health of our thyroid?
That we eat and how they connect with our thyroid are really not very different from the foods that anyone would want to eat, no matter what condition they have. But there are a few caveats to that regarding some of the worst foods that can negatively affect the thyroid that you'll want to stay away from, and then the eight best foods as well.
Well, let's start with the three worst. Let's just have at it.
So the sugar is going to be number one because that raises insulin and causes surges in blood glucose, and that negatively affects the thyroid. The second is going to be gluten, and gluten is mainly going to be avoided if you have autoimmune thyroid disease, known as Hashimoto's. And then soy would be number three. Soy can be high in estrogen, which affects thyroid, and it's also going to be low in sulfur-containing amino acids, which are really important for detoxification. If the soy is fermented, that can be okay. But any processed soy, you would definitely want to avoid.
Okay, so that's sugar, gluten, and soy. And I'm assuming avoid doesn't mean you can't ever eat them, but definitely keep it down to a minimum. So let's go to the positive. Which foods should we be eating to maintain good thyroid health?
Right, so the first category is going to be fruits and vegetables. In fruits, they need to be low glycemic fruits, meaning that they don't spike blood sugar very much. And then vegetables, pretty much all vegetables with an emphasis on cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. And those are going to really help with estrogen metabolism and detoxification, which is what you want if you have a hypothyroidism due to too much estrogen. Now, the fruits and vegetables will ensure that your pH is in a healthy range, because there are studies that have shown that if you become very acidic, then that decreases thyroid hormone levels. Meat is actually a top one, but it needs to be free range, organic, natural meats. And the reason why you want to do that is because those are going to be lower in chemicals and antibiotics and estrogens. And the thyroid really needs very healthy levels of amino acids. So things like a grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb, bison, things like that, fish.
So we're eating those for the specific animal amino acids. So we're not talking about just protein. So eating plant protein would not substitute here. You'd have to be looking for animal protein.
You can get all of your protein from vegetables if you're a vegetarian, but meat is also going to contain a lot of other nutrients that are really important for the thyroid, especially zinc. So that's why I put that as one of the best foods.
Gotcha.
Okay, and next?
Fish. Now, with fish, for the omega-3 fatty acids and the selenium, those are very important for thyroid function. Now, with the fish, you definitely want to avoid farm-raised fish. It should be wild-caught. That's going to be a very important food for thyroid function and metabolism. And tying in with the selenium in the fish, the next food would be Brazil nuts. You don't really want to eat too many of these, though, maybe only no more than two, maybe three a day, a few times a week. If you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you want to have healthy amounts of selenium, because selenium has been shown to reduce thyroid antibody levels and really help with the symptoms of Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. The next group I would put these together would be coconut and avocado. These are both fruits, obviously very low glycemic. Coconut, the fatty acids in coconut and avocado can be burned very easily. And if you're on a moderate to low carbohydrate diet, they will definitely help your metabolism. Now, a lot of patients with Hashimoto's have Epstein-Barr virus reactivation, and coconut is an excellent antiviral, so it would help in that regard. The next food I would say is organic butter. Saturated fat has really been demonized for many, many years.
Yay. Thank heavens you've said that. Everybody hear that. One more time. Yeah. Saturated organic butter. Awesome.
Yeah, and again, it's a matter of quality and quantity whenever we talk about the best and the worst foods. So this doesn't mean you want to start eating large amounts of it. But using it, you know, in a reasonable amount. But see, the thing of the importance of butter and the thyroid is that, especially if it's a grass-fed organic butter, is that it's very high in vitamin A. And vitamin A is one of the most important vitamins for the thyroid hormone receptor to function well. And so vitamin A is often forgotten. It is the most common vitamin deficiency in the world. We don't have to worry about that much here, but a little extra vitamin A from the butter will help. And then it also has a good fatty acid profile. You don't want to get your saturated fat level intake too low. And then I mentioned previously the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, anything in that group is going to be very healthy for thyroid function, mainly for estrogen metabolism and detoxification. That will help the thyroid as well.
Well, the good news, doctor, is that all of the foods you listed are fantastic ingredients and parts that we could put together for a whole diet, and they help not just the thyroid, but they cross over to just about every organ in our body, right? So it's pretty much while you're doing well for your thyroid, you're also taking care of everything else.
Yes, that's exactly right. And as I mentioned earlier, the best thyroid diet, there's really not a lot of difference between that and, you know, what we would consider a healthy diet for most people. But I just gave a few tips, especially if you have Hashimoto's, what to stay away from and what you could have a little bit more of that would help with the autoimmunity.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I share with everybody where to find your complete thyroid health and diet guide. What's really great about this book is not only you get all the information up front, but on the very back, you get some recipes from actually a registered dietitian, Danielle Cook. And I looked through several of the recipes, and they're on my to-do list. The stuffed artichoke looks delicious. So absolutely great ideas to start eating healthy today. So thank you for being with us, and I want to send everybody to your website. That's www.drhedberg.com, and you can find there the complete thyroid health and diet guide. Remember, you can always find us on kidcritics.org, and that's spelled the Jew case, for healthy solutions to feeding your families, and even more recipes on how to incorporate all these healthy, delicious foods in your daily routine. All our podcasts are available on radiomd.com. Make sure you listen and share with your friends if you find a topic you like. Thanks for being with us, and remember to always eat well and stay well.